Welcome to the second installment of the Two Ricks : Neon Apocalypse, sponsored by the Church of Dim.
Wait a minute. : Neon Apocalypse? That sounds yucky.
That, good point. We will fix that in the future. Welcome to the second installment of the Two Ricks : Neon Apocalypse. There was a colon in between them.
No colons.
Sponsored by the Church of Dim.
Dim.
We wanted to start off today's show by talking about our newly invented first annual, first daily Dim Award. The Dim Award goes to champions of idiocy.
Yes.
Masters of ignorance.
Right.
Just overall stupid.
Dumb people. Yeah.
And what better selection today than... Well, I have a couple of stories here. One of them was from last night, wherein a Mississippi man who has spent 19 years in prison for raping two white women. I don't know. Did he kill them as well? I don't know. Well, it might turn out that he did neither, because he's been screaming for a DNA test for, lo, these 19 years, has always proclaimed his innocence. Since then, the witnesses against him have recanted their testimony and still... Mississippi courts will not allow a DNA test to be given. However, on a last-minute appeal, a vote of 8-1 in Mississippi's state Supreme Court decided that he will not be executed today. They like to draw these things out, you see. The refusal to give a DNA test is...
problematic?
Problematic is good. I was thinking stupid.
Okay.
Really, really stupid. It costs like $375, and to not give a DNA test in this day and age is really an admission of your own guilt in this whole thing. So anyway, that was good. He had a stay of execution. But meanwhile, in Oklahoma last week, we had a man who was accused of sexually assaulting a four-year-old girl wherein he was living with the girl. It was the girlfriend's daughter. And he also screamed for a DNA test, but had to spend 90 days in jail because the sheriff declared that it would be, quote, a waste of taxpayers' money, end quote. What do you think about that?
Well, if it does cost almost $300 or a little over $300, maybe $400.
It might be $400.
And it costs how much to keep a guy in jail for a week? Is there an estimated cost there?
Well, thousands, but you're not taking into consideration the power you have of placing an innocent man in jail.
Right.
And it turns out that this man was innocent. His lawyer finally got a judge to approve a DNA test. And by the way, it was not him. It was a known pedophile living in the trailer park wherein they resided. But I just, you know... waste of taxpayers' money. I love that. And, you know, the more smart people we can keep in prison and stupid people on the outside, the better off we are going to be as we devolve as a society, don't you think?
Yes.
So, for the first Dim Award, which would you pick for this Dim Award? Mississippi or Oklahoma?
I'm going to go with Mississippi. Because we're talking close to 20 years, and they still refuse the DNA test.
That's a good point. And although clearly Oklahoma and Mississippi are two of the shittiest states in the union, I'm going to have to agree with you. Our first Dim Award goes to the state of Mississippi, and really a surprise too, because they have never.
As far as we know.
You know, it's a black man accused of white women refusing to... As far as we know, there has never been any incident of racism...
In Mississippi
in the history of the state, so...
True. Fresh problem there, I suppose. Huh?
So, we're given this Dim Award, and the Church of Dim, you know, you described it eloquently yesterday, and I was thinking last night, the Church of Dimensional Images.
Correct.
And you described it quite poetically about... communing with those who are gone, you know, seeing somebody's written work and be able to commune with the author or the painting with, you know, communing with the artist. What does this have to do? First of all, can you commune with yourself?
Well, as long as you wash your hands afterwards.
Yeah, you might go blind if you agree with yourself.
No, I suppose you could, but that's if the person is still here, you could actually commune with them like on the phone. If it's yourself, you could, you know, do that too, I suppose. But I don't know. I guess we haven't really decided on the communing with yourself issue yet.
And so what does the Church of Dim have to do
with devolution?
With the devolving of our society and how, you know, we're partners in this.
Right.
And I just want to know what the Church of Dim is going to bring to the neon apocalypse and the downfall of society.
That's a good question. I would say misinformation, really cleverly written propaganda, supporting acts of stupidity in society. what other things could the Church of Dim do? Give you another false religion to believe in?
Oh, that, and you know what? That is so important.
To take the place of the false religion you believe in now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Here at the Church of Dim, we do not say... abandon your Christianity, your Catholicism, your Scientology, your Mormonism, there are probably other religions too.
There are.
Hinduism,
I've
maybe.
I've seen a few, yeah.
And we embrace all religions because religions always embrace ignorance. And so we look at other churches and other religions as really brethren. And, it, you know, with the rise of atheism that we've seen in the United States alone in recent years, it is disturbing. You know, we need to keep on a delusional path. And
ooh, there's a bumper sticker.
Stay on the delusional path.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're not going to get there.
Right.
And, you know...
I have faith we'll get there. I certainly have faith.
It's all about it. It is always about faith.
Yeah.
Speaking
of faith, wasn't there an interesting article about the lead singer of a Christian rock band who recently was discovered to be a hardcore player in his own right?
Oh, absolutely. His name is Tim Lambesis. I'm looking at the article right now. The title of this article is "As I Lay in Jail," because the band's name, Christian metal band As I Lay Dying. The Christian rocker Tim Lambesis was seeking the help of an undercover sheriff deputy to murder his estranged wife. And it's that kind of irony when you have Christians really reaching out to do stupid things and get caught that really is going to solidify our foundation for the downfall of society.
Yeah. Now, this guy didn't actually have to be a Christian to be a dumbass in this case. The dumbass move is asking a member of the police force to murder your wife.
He didn't know he was a cop.
Well, I'm certain he didn't. But, you know, you should probably decide one way or the other before you ask somebody if they're the right person for the
job. Oh, like that thing where you say, if you're a cop, you got to tell me? It turns out to not be true.
Well, no. I'm just saying, if you walk into a bar and you walk up to the bartender and say, "Yeah, I'd like a Big Mac," you're probably in the wrong place.
All right.
If you walk up to a policeman, wherever you find him, and say, "Hey, can you kill my wife for me?" That's just silly. And, I mean, I don't care if it was an undercover operation. The idea that he went to the wrong market for his product gives him the perfect right to be considered a dumbass, I would say.
That was well put and a salient point, and I don't appreciate that on this kind of show.
No, we can be above it and make fun of those below, can't we?
Eventually we're going to be part of the problem, however.
Oh, yeah.
Because if we're looking down at the players in this denigration of society.
Yeah. Well, I hope to someday become a raging alcoholic, and then that way I'll be, you know, right there marching hand in hand.
I've heard good things about meth. So, what I wanted to talk about a little bit is something somebody had told me after our first show, that this is actually not an original idea.
Really?
What we're having.
There was
actually a documentary made about what we are talking about.
Really?
Called Idiocracy.
Okay.
I watched it. I'm convinced it was a documentary.
I haven't seen it.
It is about how there is no such thing as the survival of the fittest. There's no such thing.
Wait. Is that the film where humans that are intelligent die off and humans that are less intelligent breed in large quantities?
Right, and it has to do with natural selection.
Right.
Now, this is an absolute fact. We are not evolving as a human species anymore.
Well, we're evolving, but not in what we would consider an upward swing of the arc.
And that is exactly where we come into play, because we want to see that backward move
as
a pendulum. Natural selection is no longer a factor.
That's the
problem. Billy Bob Longsocks at the trailer park can impregnate half the county, and he can get away with it. You know, that is the new norm, right? Smart people not having children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no offense, you have two wonderful children, of course.
Yeah. Well, but I'm on this show.
Right. So, what is there? How did you put it? It's what is the incentive? There's no natural selection. Even stupid people can procreate. Even if they go on to forget to breathe and choke on their own tongue in death.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Well, it's back to Saint George Carlin again, who says we're saving entirely too many lives. Whatever happened to the kid who eats the most marbles doesn't grow up to have kids of his own. Nowadays, we're not letting the people who are unfit, you know, die, because technology and science and the medical industries have ways of keeping people who would normally have been killed off through natural selection, either through their own stupidity or through, you know, weaknesses within their constitution. They would be dying off. Now they're not. Now they're living and they're moving forward with, you know, the whole breeding. And that's
the heart of the problem.
That's the heart of the problem.
And you're talking about the weakness of the Constitution. Our new NRA chief, National Rifle Association, has proposed that he wants to arm everyone in society. That everyone should have a gun.
Absolutely.
And we here at the Two Ricks and the Church of Dim could not agree more. Arming every single idiot in this country and letting them go wild is exactly the kind of thing that is going to bring us to our knees. And really, we're just trying to get to the point where the dolphins can take over, right?
Right. Now, I do have one small question here. How is that different than now?
Oh, I think it would be. I think it would be mandatory to own a gun.
Oh, mandatory! Yeah. You must own a gun. I'm a convicted felon. Great. Here's two.
Yeah. Right. And you know, speaking of which, the only problem I have with this is I think there should be a gun redesign where you have opposing barrels, right?
Oh, like, so if you in both directions,
right? So if you really. If you want to kill somebody, you have to really want to kill somebody,
yeah,
because you're going to be shooting yourself as well.
Okay.
Well, now would that add to the problem, or?
I don't know. I really don't. I'm not real sure what to do with that.
Well, you know, it's 2013 by my watch, and it's getting sad out there. But people, we can make it sadder. We can make it sadder. And
yes.
It's all about embracing that ignorance and embracing religion, however you can find it.
Yeah, particularly ours, because we need more money than they do. They're all rich already.
Have you seen what the Pope wears? His hat alone is worth more than my county.
Right.
So, yeah, send it to the Church of Dim.
Yeah,
8% tithing. I think we agreed upon.
We agreed on that yesterday, and it's not legal yet because we don't have our paperwork filled out. But we're going to.
When we do,
we promise we will have that paperwork filled out, and then we will legally be able to get money from you.
And can you go through the list of wonderful, wonderful things we are going to do for society with that tithing?
Yes, we are. It looks like we're out of time.
Okay, well, it's been a great second installment of the Two Ricks.
Thanks for stopping by. And go get that gun. It's mandatory.
Not yet.
It's not yet.
Not yet.
Get the gun anyway, and then you'll be ahead of the game.
Absolutely.
Ahead of the game.
We'll see you next time.